This is SB Nation Radio. Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's your host, lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio and the SB Nation Radio Network. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we focus on the greatest professional fishermen in the world. Those are the men that make up the Bassmaster Elite Series, and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the Bass Pro Shops Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series, which is getting a lot of attention lately. And that's, of course, presented by Bass Pro Shops. The best way to communicate with the show, to post your pictures or tell us stories or comment on the show, is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/bassradio or on Twitter at bass_nation. Use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the home button and click on Bassmaster Radio. They made it very, very easy. In March, Auburn's Jordan Lee, just a few years removed from fishing in the Carhartt College Series, won the Bassmaster Classic on Lake Conroe in Texas. Well, it was time for a little Crimson Tide revenge this past week when the University of Alabama's Dustin Connell grabbed the win at the Academy Sports and Outdoors Elite at Ross Barnett in Mississippi. Connell is a rookie, and this was just his fourth elite event and the third one he's cashed in. In 2015, he won the Bass Pro Shops Southern Open on the Alabama River, not too far from his home in Clanton, Alabama, and he joins me now. Dustin, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I'm glad for y'all to have me this morning.
Well, we appreciate you joining us, and boy, what a tremendous victory, and I've got to tell you, for those of us that were watching on live, when you were coming in on Monday, thinking that you had not done enough to win the tournament. And, of course, we're seeing the scoreboard, and we know that you have at least probably a 2 to 3 pound victory. It was so painful. It was, I don't know if your cameraman knows. I wanted to pick up the phone and call you right then and say, you won! But it was really painful because it seemed like you really didn't believe that you had won this deal.
Yeah, that was a real emotional moment for me, and I still, you know, I seen a video of that yesterday, and man, I got kind of tore up then too, because, you know, it's one of them deals where it's been a dream of mine. It really has to compete on this level. It's already a dream, you know, and then whenever I'm in contention to win, you know, there's only X amount of times that happens, and it was one of them deals where I was like, man, I give it my 100%, and I don't know if I've got it. You know what I mean? And I don't know what happened, but that idle end, man, I fell to pieces. I had fished so hard all day, and I still didn't know if I'd done it, you know?
Well, when you left the dock, you said you needed 13 pounds. You had, 12 pounds, 15 ounces or something like that on your final day. You only came up an ounce shy of what you felt like you needed, so, you know, the game plan worked.
Yeah, that's a crazy thing about it when you think about it. And I said I needed 13 pounds, and somehow, some way, man, I had 7 bass bites on Monday. That's it. I had 7 bites. And, you know, I could have very easily got 4 bites. I could have very easily had 3, but I had 7 bites, and I put 13 pounds in the boat, and it's unbelievable.
Oh, I don't know what was stressing you. I mean, it's not like you had anybody, you know, much in the field that were chasing you down. It was only Kevin Van Dam and Bobby Lane and Ish Monroe and Skeet Reese. I mean, it was no big deal when you left the dock, you know. You just look around there and a bunch of nobodies trailing you. You must have felt like you had those guys covered.
Yeah. When I was idling out that morning, I looked back, you know, one time, and I seen Kevin back there idling right behind me almost, and I was like, oh, man, I said, here we go. I said, let's just keep the wheels on the bus, and let's just keep going. And I just tried. That was the biggest key for me, is to keep my head in the game. And somehow we pulled it off.
Well, you know, the mind is a very strong thing in sports. They talk about a self-fulfilling prophecy, Dustin Connell with us. Maybe next time you need to tell yourself you need 15 pounds to clear the field, and then it won't be so close.
Yeah, I know. Next time I need to catch me one more, you know, 4.5-pounder, and I can just go ahead and come on in and be happy with it.
Yeah, and just do that. Intimidation is a thing, though, isn't it? I mean, you know, I fish tournaments on a smaller circuit, and I know what it's like when you see that guy, and sometimes in some of the tournaments I fish, Derek Remitz will be fishing, and some other guys that have some pretty good tournament history, and you see those guys, and you're like, oh, dang, he's going out. He's the second boat out or third boat out in a tournament I'm fishing this weekend, the casting and catching event. And we're the 25th boat out, and I'm like, oh, he's going to get to that spot I want to get to before I get there. But it's a real thing. And when it's Kevin Van Dam that's chasing you down, I mean, I would imagine that's a deal.
Yeah, that's one of them deals. I not many times in tournament fishing you know, you're in the leader spot going out. You don't have that opportunity much. I would much rather be hunting someone down than them coming after me, you know. And I was very, very fortunate to have a 5.5-pound lead. You know, I caught them good enough the first 3 days. And if I wouldn't have had that, I wouldn't have won this event.
You sat on that 5-pound lead for an extra day to describe to us that what it was like when Sunday was postponed due to the weather, and you had to sit on it from Saturday night until Monday morning.
That was a real stressful day, to say the least, because, you know, not only are we trying to avoid tornadoes and stuff like that, and by the way, Bass made a great call on that, mm-hmm. because it got really, really bad where I was staying. But you know, I'm sitting there all day wondering how this is going to affect my water. Is it going to flood it? Is it going to be muddy? I never really knew what was going to happen. And I said, well, the conditions are the same for everybody. I said, these are some of the best guys in the world. They can adapt to any condition, and I got to do the same. So that's what I just kept in my mind. I just said, whatever the conditions are, I need to just adjust. Somehow it worked, but
yeah.
Very stressful day.
It's interesting too, because you fish to your strengths in this deal, and guys do that. I think it's one of the best lessons. I mean, Kevin Van Dam's going to throw that jerk bait no matter what. You get all muddy and everything like that. Most guys are thinking, I'm not throwing a jerk bait. It's the water's too warm. It's too muddy. Yet he's going to do it because that's his confidence deal. You were out there with a swim jig, then you decided to do some flipping. What was it about Ross Barnett that kind of gave you a lot of confidence in terms of being a body of water that you could score on?
Well, I'm used to fishing river systems. Mm-hmm. I fish the Coosa River here in Alabama. I fish the Alabama River. And I have a understanding of what these fish, at least where in Alabama, what they do when they spawn out and how they act and stuff like that. But, when I saw Ross Barnett on the schedule, I looked at a map. I've never been there. I just looked at the map, and the first thing that, you know, caught my attention was that river up there. And I knew, I said, all right, I don't think there's going to be a ton of people run way up there. If I can get on something, then I can be by myself. And I was right. I never had any company. And that was key.
Well, after the Classic, I talked about how Trip Weldon, who's a huge Alabama fan, when he weighed in Jordan Lee and Steve Kennedy, who's, you know, a big Auburn guy as well, that maybe Trip, you know, kind of threw up a little bit in his mouth as he was weighing those guys in. Did he lean over to you and drop a little Roll Tide on you when you came to the scales?
He kind of did. He, you know, Trip, I'll tell you what's crazy about this is Trip, man, he's like a legend of the sport. He's been doing it so long. He's been weighing these fish. That man has held more 5-pounders than anybody in the world, probably. But he actually lives about an hour from me. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I fish tournaments against him around the house. And super great guy, super nice guy. And he was proud to see me do good. And yes, he did slip a Roll Tide in there.
and I would imagine you have a pretty friendly deal going on with the Lee boys and some of the other guys. And it's kind of like the epicenter of professional bass fishing right now is not only the young guys, but the state of Alabama.
Yeah, that's been kind of the talk the past week or so. You know, they just had an FLW event, and I think I'm pretty sure a guy from Alabama won. Mm-hmm. And you know, and I got to speak for all the guys in Alabama, man. The fishermen here, you know, in my opinion, Jordan Lee is one of the best fishermen, you know, in Alabama, and he's very instinctive. And I think all these fishermen here in Alabama, they, you know, you can go fish deep, you can go flip grass, you can go, you know, swim a jig, and it just allows you to be versatile. And that's what really helps these guys. I really think that.
When we come back in our Pro Profile segment, we'll learn more about Dustin Connell, the latest winner on the Elite Series. Back with that right after this. It's Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. The Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest benefiting Texas Parks and Wildlife Department is coming to Lufkin. Come watch the best bass anglers in the world weigh in their catch from the Sam Rayburn Reservoir and explore the free Outdoors Expo on Saturday. Check out bass fishing seminars in Bassmaster University and learn from the Elite Series pros themselves. Sunday is Military and Public Safety Personnel Day, so bring your IDs for an official Bassmaster hat. Catch the fun May 17th through 21st at the Henderson Expo Center in Lufkin. Visit Bassmaster.com for details.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament hosted by Tommy Sanders and Mark Zona. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer and Davey Height. Plus, special guest appearances from Elite Pros. Stream on Bassmaster.com or the Watch ESPN app at ESPN3. 7:30 to 10 a.m. and again 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. local tournament time. Bassmaster Live. It's as close to being in the boat as you can get.
If you love bass fishing, then show your support by joining BASS today. Since 1968, BASS has been serving bass fishing enthusiasts with information and tournament coverage that make you a better angler. When you sign up today, you'll join over half a million outdoorsmen who love bass fishing. With your membership, you'll receive every issue of Bassmaster magazine, plus $50 in free gear, including a membership tackle bag, BASS cap, plus more. Log on to Bassmaster.com to join Bass today.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
Welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. I am Tom Abraham, and our guest is Dustin Connell, who just got his first Elite Series win. He's cashed a check in three of his first four events on the Elite Series, and he joins us now. We'll learn a little bit more about him coming off of his win at Ross Barnett over in the state of Mississippi. And Dustin, let's talk about this a little bit. Three checks in four tournaments, it's not that easy, right? I mean, you're making it look easy, but it's not that easy.
It is not that easy at all. It's definitely a grind. You know, you go out there to these lakes that you don't know. You pull up to them, and Toledo Bend, that lake is huge, just like an ocean out there. Mm-hmm. And to try to break these lakes down and get on a winning deal or something you can do really good in, it's very hard to do. You know, and the schedule this year, I don't really consider. I love flipping and fishing shallow, but I love fishing deep. That's my strength. And I was kind of like worried. I was like, man, this is going to be a shallow deal. Greg Hackney's going to wear them out, you know. So I don't know. I've had a good start, and we still got five events left. So hopefully we can keep it going.
Yeah, well, it has been a great start for you. And coming up, of course, Texas Fest at Sam Rayburn. We'll get to that in a moment. But you fish for the University of Alabama on the Carhartt College Series. Jordan Lee, we talked about him earlier, from Auburn. A number of great college fishermen out there. Talk about how that series, you know, last week we had a guy catch a 9-pound, 10-ounce spot out at Lake Shasta. But talk about how that series prepared you for what you're doing now on the Elite Series, because we're seeing more and more guys come out of college, and 2 years later, they're winning huge checks on the Elite Series.
Yeah, that's a big deal right now. College fishing, high school fishing, and I'll be the first to say, you know, I don't think I'm old. Sometimes I feel old, but I'm 26 years old, and when I was in high school, they didn't have high school teams, and now they do. They're a huge deal. I graduated, you know, from high school, and I said, well, I want to go fishing college. That's an awesome deal. So I went to Alabama, and that right there really kind of introduced me to the professional side. You know, start working with sponsors. You travel, and you know, they're a big deal. I mean, there's some of these college tournaments, they got 300 boats in them. And, you know, it's one of them deals you learn different lakes also. I traveled to Texas, Florida, Louisiana, Missouri, basically every state we had a college tournament. So that introduced me to a lot of different waters, you know, shallow, deep, dingy water. And I learned a lot from doing the college fishing.
How about that high school event at Chickamauga last week? They had nearly 400 boats up there for that thing. And yeah, that's the next wave of guys. You know, there's a bunch of guys there that you're going to have to battle those guys off someday down the road.
No doubt about it. Those guys, you know, now, you know, it's one of them deals. You can go and look at a high school fishing tournament. And they all have the same passion that we do. Every single one of them, that's all they eat, sleep, breathe, fishing. And I think it's awesome, man. And any time that I can help a high school fisherman, you know, with anything, I do. Because, you know, I didn't really have that when I was fishing, you know, younger. I had my brother. He taught me a lot. And, you know, it's a great deal for sure.
Jordan said, Dustin Connell with us. Jordan said that when he won, you know, his phone obviously was blown up, and it was the Classic. I mean, the Classic's a whole other animal, but when he won it, his phone was blown up by a lot of those War Eagle fans and Auburn fans, you know, giving him congratulations, and even folks that aren't fishermen just because he was an Auburn guy, you know, they would give him that love. How has it been for you this past week with the win? Have you heard from a lot of Tide fans, you know, giving you credit for carrying the banner for the script day?
Yes. It's been pretty crazy, man. And unfortunately, my phone, it got wet through some big waves. And I haven't had a phone, you know, since Thursday or Friday of last week. So I just got my phone going yesterday. And, man, I've been flooded with support. It's been crazy. But, yeah, I've had a lot of my good buddies around Alabama and people that I don't even know just send me a text, say congrats. And it's been awesome. So I'm glad that I can, you know, represent Alabama.
Now, were any of those from Nick Saban? I mean, because, you know, he tends to congratulate other athletes from Alabama. I don't know if he caught up with you. He just got this the $65 million extension this past week, and I'm not sure that he had time to notice that, you know, you won this tournament.
I'm pretty sure he's busy, but maybe one day he might want to go fishing with me. I'm looking forward to a phone call.
Well, you know, he loves to fish. I mean, you know, you could throw that out there. He lives, I think, on Tuscaloosa Lake there, right? Have you ever fished that body of water?
I have. That's one of them lakes, man. You mentioned that. I fished in college a ton. We used to fish Friday nighters there, and you know, and I've had a lot of good times out there. And I rode by Saban's place a bunch of times bass fishing.
There you go. By the way, the Twitter feed is at @DC_fishing. It might be, I think that's your Twitter feed. Is that your official? Because you only have 629 followers. You just won an Elite Series event, man. We got to get people following you on the Twitter.
Yeah, I got to get my Twitter fired back up. I kind of got off of Twitter for a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mostly, you know, Instagram and Facebook is what I normally run right there. Instagram is DC Fishing, and then just my Facebook is Dustin Connell Fishing, and that's what I normally update anything fishing related. I do that on there. So, but I'll definitely be firing my Twitter back up here soon.
Growing up in Clanton, Alabama, small town south of Birmingham, not quite closer to Tuscaloosa than Montgomery, right?
Right. It's I'm about an hour from Tuscaloosa, an hour from Montgomery, maybe 45 minutes. And I'm basically right in the middle of Alabama.
Yeah. I mean,
as you can tell with my accent,
it is the middle of Alabama. So so talk about growing up as a fisherman and fishing those waters, too, around there, because like you, a lot of Coosa River, Alabama River, not too far from you, and so on. So just talk about that kind of fishing and growing up and when you really knew that this was what you were going to do.
You know, there's a big fishing community here in Alabama. It's one of them deals every Saturday morning. You can pull up to any gas station and there's four boats sitting there, you know, getting gas, getting ready to go fish a tournament, and they're everywhere. Mm-hmm. And it's a big, big deal here. You know, there's on Facebook, there's probably 10 different groups, you know, trying to figure out what tournaments or what weekend. And, you know, fishing the Coosa River, I love catching spotted bass. That's my passion. Mm-hmm. I love catching big spots. I love fishing current, you know, and the Elite Series, we haven't had a spotted bass tournament yet, but I'm just kind of hanging around waiting. Eventually, they might come back to Lay Lake. I live 11 miles from Lay Lake, Lake Mitchell, Lake Jordan. So, but yeah, it's really diverse here too. You can fish deep for spotted bass. You can go flip muddy water. That's a big key, I think, to being versatile. You know, you just learn a lot of different techniques.
Again, congratulations on the win, and keep up the great work this season.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you having me.
All right, there you go, Dustin Cannell. All right, we'll be back with more right after this. It's Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.
If you love bass fishing, then show your support by joining BASS today. Since 1968, BASS has been serving bass fishing enthusiasts with information and tournament coverage that make you a better angler. When you sign up today, you'll join over 500,000 outdoorsmen who love bass fishing. With your membership, you'll receive every issue of Bassmaster magazine, plus $50 in free gear, including a membership tackle bag, BASS cap, plus more. Log on to Bassmaster.com to join Bass today.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament, hosted by Tommy Sanders and Mark Zona. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer and Davey Height. Plus, special guest appearances from Elite Pros. Stream on Bassmaster.com or the Watch ESPN app at ESPN3. 7:30 to 10 a.m. and again 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. local tournament time. Bassmaster Live. It's as close to being in the boat as you can get.
The Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest benefiting Texas Parks and Wildlife Department is coming to Lufkin. Come watch the best bass anglers in the world weigh in their catch from the Sam Rayburn Reservoir and explore the free Outdoors Expo on Saturday. Check out bass fishing seminars in Bassmaster University and learn from the Elite Series pros themselves. Sunday is Military and Public Safety Personnel Day, so bring your IDs for an official Bassmaster hat. Catch the fun May 17th through 21st at the Henderson Expo Center in Lufkin. Visit Bassmaster.com for details.
This is Bassmaster Radio. Watch Bassmaster live at Bassmaster.com and on ESPN3 during every Elite Series event. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back to Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. I want to thank young Dustin Cannell, the latest winner on the Elite Series, for joining us there. We learned a little bit about that young man. And now a guy that anybody that follows the outdoors knows about the, well, let's call him the legendary Gary Mason. And he must take a certain amount of pride when he sees guys like Jordan Lee and Dustin Cannell winning on the Elite Series because, well, Gary Mason is one of the guys that has been at the forefront of college fishing as the coach at Bethel University and I believe was the first one to offer scholarships for college fishermen. And of course, they also have the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame, the newest class just being announced. We're going to get to that as well because, of course, one of our own, Dave Preck, is in this class. But Gary joins us now. Gary, welcome to the show. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Do you feel a certain, I know it's not a, you know, these aren't Bethel guys with Jordan Lee and Dustin Cannell, but seeing the way college fishermen are now excelling at the highest level of professional fishing, I mean, that's got to give you a certain amount of satisfaction.
Oh, it does. You know, just like you said a while ago, we started America's first collegiate scholarship program at Bethel University in 2009, and we've competed against Jordan and Matt Lee and Dustin and a lot of those guys. It's great to see them doing so very well. Very proud of those guys. They're class young men, and the students that we've got here at Bethel are also right in that caliber. John Garrett from Bethel just got through fishing the Classic when Jordan won,
yeah,
and we're very proud of John. And you're right. It does give me a great sense of pride and accomplishment that we've been able to achieve the things that we've done. These young men are such great anglers and such great young men.
Yeah, and how competitive has it gotten now to get fishermen? Because, you know, you guys, you know, as you said, we're the first to offer scholarship. But now when we see, you know, we just saw what we saw on Chickamauga Lake with 350 high school kids down there. A lot of those kids are going to be looking for places to fish in college and so on. How competitive has recruiting gotten for collegiate anglers?
Well, it's getting more and more competitive. Mike Keene from Bryan University and I are great friends, and we laugh about it all the time because we're competing for a lot of the same young men to come to our universities and be on our team. But it's getting very competitive. The sad part about it is, I can only take so many a year, probably 8 to 10 a year, and so I'm having to turn, you know, great young anglers down. But the good news is we're getting the cream of the crop each and every year, and thanks to Bassmasters and other organizations that's running high school tournament trails, we're able to pull off their off what they're doing.
Yeah. You mentioned that 8 or 10 a year. I think a lot of people think that maybe there's just like 4 guys, because we see a couple of teams, you know, that might compete from Bethel in a particular event and so on. How many guys are in the program, and how do you determine how many teams you actually put into a particular tournament?
Well, I run my program just like any other program on campus. I knew that when going into this thing that if I wanted my academic community to look at my guys like any other athlete on campus, that I was going to have to do it exactly like football, baseball, and basketball. And that's the way we run our program. Our students get a credit for being a part of the athletic program there at Bethel. So I have a varsity and a junior varsity team, and my varsity team is my travel team. I've got 12 guys normally on the travel team. This year I'll have 14, so you'll see me pulling 7 boats to the tournaments that I go to. The Cherokee Bassmasters tournament on Cherokee next week, we'll have actually 8 boats with us, so 16 guys. All the rest of the guys on my team, which this next year I'll have 34 guys on the team.
Wow.
The rest of them will be on my junior varsity team, and they'll get to fish a couple of tournaments, but mostly they'll get acclimated into college life, because our number one goal is their education, not their fishing. And I think as long as we look at it that way, we'll continue to get great young anglers.
Gary Mason, our guest, and do you kind of dovetail, or is there an opportunity there at Bethel to dovetail academic programs to what these guys are doing? I mean, is there a fisheries program? Marketing might be something really important for these guys down the road for, you know, selling themselves as pros if they go that route. Is there a, you know, do they have academic programs that kind of dovetail with the outdoors?
Mostly what our students here will do is they'll get a business degree or maybe a biology degree, maybe become a wildlife officer or something of that sort. We've got some marketing classes there. Normally our adult program is huge in the marketing field, but most of our students will be under a business degree. Some of them will go in nursing as well. We've got a huge PA program here, so we only have 3 or 4 a year that's on the nursing program.
It's good stuff. Gary Mason, Bethel University, and of course, also Legends of the Outdoors. We'll get to the Hall of Fame class in one moment. Can you see a time coming, possibly, when fishing might be sanctioned as a, you know, NAIA or NCAA type sport? Or is it better the way it is right now as a club level? There's no Division I, Division II, Division III. You know, that we see Bethel competing against Alabama and Auburn and the others.
Yeah, I think it's a lot better than right now the way it is, because if you get a sanctioning body governing what we're doing, then you're going to see a lot of the sponsorship stuff go away, and these kids cannot do what they're doing without getting some type of help, either monetary or help with products. A lot of great companies out there are supporting both college and high school fishing right now, and a lot of that would go away if we had a governing body that come in and took over. So we like it just the way it is. FLW, BASS, Cabela's Boat US are all doing a great job governing themselves and their tournament organizations, and it's I think a lot better the way it is.
Let's talk a little bit about the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame class number 16, which was just released here not too long ago. And there were a couple of names that, you know, in my mind that just piqued my interest. Of course, Dave Preck, our longtime VP of Publications and Communications. And then also Mo Sheehan. I fish tournaments sponsored by the ABA myself, and have had a relationship with Mo going back at least 10 years or so. And just talk a little bit about the selection process, and everybody here on this list is tremendous, but specifically these two guys going into your Hall of Fame.
Well, yeah, you know, you're right. Everybody on the list is tremendous folks, and they've all done great things for the outdoors industry. You know, without these people, you and I probably wouldn't have a job. And
right.
They've certainly opened doors for all the rest of us to follow in their footsteps. And guys like Mo Sheehan and Dave Preck, I mean, you know, these guys have been instrumental in helping build a lot of careers for folks in the outdoors industry, even though they may not know they've been instrumental in some of them, but they are true heroes of our outdoors. And they have made a legacy, you know, that that will go through time. And Steve Price, you know, one of the greatest photographers, outdoor photographers
yeah.
in the country, and he's been all over the world photographer doing photo work. Lisa Snuggs, you know, Lisa is the president of CEOPA, or CEO of CEOPA, and she helps all the rest of us that need to write articles and go places, and Lisa certainly has been a great director. Then I look at, you know, Bob Folkrod, you know, as a hunter, Walter Parrott, Jerry Antley, and then, of course, bringing up the last part of the list is Guy Aker. I mean, there's not a bigger legend in the fishing world than Guy. He's been around since almost the get-go of when Bassmasters was started in the Elite Series. And, you know, I can't think of anyone, you know, any more deserving than Guy to be inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors.
And the festivities will be on August 26th. As always, on the General Jackson showboat right down there in Nashville. It's absolutely a phenomenal deal. And people can get involved in this. It's open to the public. Tickets are $100 a piece. But, you know, you can't put – there is a limited amount of seating, I would imagine, on the General Jackson for this. So how do people get tickets if they want to be a part of it?
Yeah, they can go on our website, which is www.legendsoftheoutdoors. All of our contact information is at the bottom of the front page. They can reach out to us through email or call in the phone numbers there at the bottom of the page. We'll get them fixed up with either a ticket or a table or a sponsorship, and all the information on all those are on the website.
Gary, I appreciate you so much. Keep up the great work. You're a warrior for the outdoors, and we'll look forward to talking again in the future.
Man, thank you so much. Hope you can get to the Legends, and we'll see you soon.
I think I'm going to be there, to be honest with you. I mean, those guys going in, I think we'll be at the Bassmaster table, maybe. Gary Mason, our guest. Thanks, Gary.
Thank you, Guy.
All right, when we come back, we'll wrap it up with Scott Morris. You're listening to Bassmaster Radio right here on ESPN Nation. Radio Network.
The Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest benefiting Texas Parks and Wildlife Department is coming to Lufkin. Come watch the best bass anglers in the world weigh in their catch from the Sam Rayburn Reservoir and explore the free Outdoors Expo on Saturday. Check out bass fishing seminars in Bassmaster University and learn from the Elite Series pros themselves. Sunday is Military and Public Safety Personnel Day, so bring your IDs for an official Bassmaster hat. Catch the fun May 17th through 21st at the Henderson Expo Center in Lufkin. Visit Bassmaster.com. For details.
Are you looking for a great weekend tournament fishing experience? Well, visit AmericanBassAnglers.com for the latest on the nation's number one grassroots fishing tours. The ABA features several circuits, including the American Fishing Tour, one-day events close to home. The ABA also has the Open Series with 16 divisions around the country and a $5,000 guaranteed first place. For team tournaments, check out the 100% Plus Team Tour and even the Couples Tour. All events lead to the Ray Scott Championships as well. Learn more at AmericanBassAnglers.com.
If you love bass fishing, then show your support by joining BASS today. Since 1968, BASS has been serving bass fishing enthusiasts with information and tournament coverage that make you a better angler. When you sign up today, you'll join over half a million outdoorsmen who love bass fishing. With your membership, you'll receive every issue of Bassmaster magazine, plus $50 in free gear, including a membership tackle bag, BASS cap, plus more. Log on to Bassmaster.com to join Bass today.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament, hosted by Tommy Sanders and Mark Zona. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer and Davey Height. Plus, special guest appearances from Elite Pros. Stream on Bassmaster.com or the Watch ESPN app at ESPN3. 7:30 to 10 a.m. and again 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. local tournament time. Bassmaster Live. It's as close to being in the boat as you can get.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back. Final segment of Bassmaster Radio here on ESPN Nation Radio Network. And joining me, as he always does to wrap it up, is my buddy Scott Morris. Scott, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm good, Tom. Just trying to stay warm. It's been an unusual amount of cool weather this last couple of days.
I hear that. Scott, by the way, is at Kentucky Lake fishing a tournament up there this weekend. And, you know, Scott, I fished on Gunnersville last week, and I have never seen Gunnersville as rough as it was last Saturday when they had all the gates open and they were pulling water like crazy as they had all that torrential rain, and the wind was blowing directly out of the south. So the wind's going one way, current's going the other way. The water can only go up, I guess. And it was rolling like crazy. I don't know what you're finding out there at Kentucky Lake.
Well, what's interesting about Kentucky Lake, the water was at, we're actually a little bit above summer pool last week, Tom. And then we had all this rain, and the way this rain hit, it perfectly hit all these Tennessee River lakes. Mm-hmm. So instead of, you know, the TVA letting the water come up, they actually sucked 3 feet down. So Kentucky Lake was 3 feet below summer pool last Monday, which is crazy. And now it's coming up, and, you know, by this weekend, it's supposed to be summer pool,
yeah,
which is just incredible. So they had to let all that water, you know, drain out, and they got it out.
Yeah.
They got it out.
Well, they must say it's a pretty good current running there, that's for sure. By the way, did you see how the kids did at Chickamauga? I mean, what an incredible event they had over there. 347 boats total, over 1,000 participants. The winning team out of Springville, Alabama, Logan Henderson and Steven Swan, had 24 pounds, 1 ounce. It's the largest catch ever in a high school event, in a BASS high school event. They just edged out Colton Williams and Chase Taylor out of Good Hope, Alabama. They finished with 22 pounds, 11 ounces, and there was a 10-pound fish caught in this tournament as well, the largest single fish caught, well, just about in any, you know, BASS event, but clearly the largest single fish ever caught in a high school event. So, man, high schoolers out there on Chickamauga, and they just absolutely tore it up over there. A lot of Strike King 5XD, crankbait-type fish. You know, some of the guys flipping, some of the guys doing different things. But what a tournament they had.
Well, there's a lot I want to say. I know we have limited time. First thing, fishing-wise, 5XD, what does that tell you? That tell you the fish has spawned, and they're doing their thing. They're out on the ledges, which is, I've seen it happen, I think, one time before in my life when they're out on the ledges this early. Now, flipping it around, this is a home run for bass. It's a home run for the state of Tennessee. It's a home run for Dayton, Tennessee. There's no doubt they have put the flag in Dayton, and look out next year. You think there are a lot of boats in this tournament? Just wait till next year when your high schooler can catch a 10-pounder and can catch 25 pounds. There's not many lakes that you can do that.
Yeah.
And everything went perfect. So kudos to everyone, and let's hope they're back next year. And it's going to be bigger and better and stronger.
Chase Carter and Adam Sansom of the Northwest Georgia Anglers are the ones that caught the, I said 10-pounder, 10-pound, 11-ounce largemouth out there at Chickamauga. So that was incredible. Scott Morris with us here. And, Scott, you're not too far from where old Gary Mason, you know, coaches that fishing team out there at Bethel. We've talked about in the past, he was the first one to offer scholarships for fishing at Bethel. And Gary Mason's Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame class has been announced for this year, and our friend Dave Preck from Bassmaster, of course, the longtime VP of Publications and Communications, and Mo Sheehan also going in, the president of the ABA, along with Guy Aker and some others going in with this class. But man, you know, Gary does such a great job, and it was a pleasure to have him on talking about this this new class of Hall of Famers he has.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, in the past, I know he's done all this on the General Jackson, and I know you can get tickets to go to this thing, and it's worthwhile. So Gary's a high-class guy. Gary is a visionary. He sees things before it happens.
Right.
First thing he saw was the potential for college bass fishing. Great guy.
Yeah, tremendous guy. You can get tickets for $100 a piece. It will be on the General Jackson as well, coming up in August. We talked about that with him. August 26th is when all of that will take place. So that is really cool the way that thing works out as well. And Dustin Connell, you know, answering a bell for the Alabama crowd. I don't know about any UT guys winning any tournaments, but I know that the Bassmaster Classic was won by an Auburn guy and Jordan Lee, and now Dustin Connell winning. He had to wait till Monday to wrap it up at Ross Barnett, but he gets the victory, and he had to hold off some biggies, man. He had King Kong right on his tail with the KVD, but he holds him off and gets the win, and what a delightful kid he is.
Oh, absolutely. And Tom, I guess that's two now this year that have come directly from the college ranks, which is exactly what we need. We need these young guys stepping up, winning this stuff, but more importantly, the way you can get to where, you know, the Jordans and the Dustins are, go to college, get your degree, work your way up, and look where they are now.
Tremendous stuff. All right, next week, let's start putting together our fantasy teams for Texas Fest, the Toyota Texas Fest, which will be taking place at Sam Rayburn. We'll start taking a look at some of that. We'll have a couple of weeks to get a team together for that. But be safe out there on Kentucky Lake, and I appreciate you coming on for a few minutes.
All right, Tom. Good talk to you, buddy.
All right, man. Good to have you on. And that's going to do it for this week's edition of Bassmaster Radio. And until next time, you make sure you keep those lines tight and those nets heavy. This has been Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.